I didn't realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a backseat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills, so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel. I didn't realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a backseat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills, so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
This is Grave Confessions from The Grave Talks. Daily, raw, real, and disturbing accounts of the living, interacting with the dead. To share your grave confession, experience with the paranormal, supernatural, or the undead, call toll-free 888-GHOST-13. That's 888-446-7813. Now, today's grave confession.
Hey, how you doing? My name is Edward. I'm from New York, Pennsylvania, but I'll just tell the brief story. It started when I was 3.5, 4 years old, living in Staten Island, New York, in my backyard. My mother was watching me at the backyard from the kitchen window on the second floor. And I was playing in the yard. I was making sticks, making crosses out of sticks in the backyard, all across the yard. I covered the whole yard with it. And my mother was asking me from the window, "Son, what are you doing?" She seen me making the sticks and then looking up, and I was talking to somebody. And then I never been to church before, never been to Sunday school or anything like that. And I told her that I was talking to my friend Jesus. And she was taken aback that because at the time they weren't really like going to church or anything like that. My father was actually into some pretty bad stuff. They were just pretty much the typical 70s hippies and everything. And then after that, several years later, 9 or 10, things actually got bad. I started having nightmares, night terrors, as they call them. And then eventually, my parents was up at night trying to watch me, seeing what's going on. My grandmother was seeing what was going on with me. I was doing a lot of sleepwalking and screaming in the middle of the night. And I guess the climax of it all was me sleepwalking to a window and opened the window on the second floor, about to go out the window. And I was in a trance-like state. My mother was asking me, "Son, what are you doing?" And I was like, "I'm going to the green room at this place called Snug Harbor. Old park staler that used to live there and everything." And she said, "Green room's closed, son. Come on back inside." She helped me back inside. And I was standing on a ledge. I don't know what was holding me back, but she got me back in. And from there, it escalated a bit to me barking, growling, putting pentagrams in my hands. And she's and my sisters, two sisters, are direct witnesses of me actually crawling up walls, up Walt. My father, big black man, strong man, was actually sleeping in bed with his machete, afraid of me. And when I was 9 or 10 at the time, I was kidnapped during this time. For a brief period, the man brought me back home. There was a time lapse. There was memory loss. I don't remember a lot of what happened. I just know I was under a bridge between New York and New Jersey, Gothic Bridge, for quite a few hours. I'm thinking that maybe he was trying to sell me or something. I don't know. He was a Nigerian guy. And I don't really remember, but I do remember when he dropped me off back home. I told my parents what happened. My father, instead of feeling sorry for me, kind of just punched me in the face and everything else. He was a pretty, pretty violent guy. And I was outside, sitting out in the front of the house there in Staten Island. And the same guy, probably about an hour later, as I'm recovering from my wounds on my steps outside, his car breaks down right in front of the house. And so I pointed out to my parents that the car is the guy, and the cops came and got him. And sure enough, this man was wanted in Nigeria for kidnapping. So thank God I got off lucky there. Huh? And those few years were pretty rough for me. I was still going through night terrors, trances, walking around, staring at mirrors for 3-4 hours at a time, not knowing, you know, finding myself in corners of the house, just my whole body in a corner, standing up. I would get feelings of numbness and tingling in my body. And I'm sitting in the room with all my family, and I would start to just stare and start to scream on the inside, but it wasn't coming out on the outside. Something I'm basically thinking over, and it was just lots of voices telling me, you want to be powerful, let's take over, et cetera. It was just straight torment constantly. And since I was, physically abused a lot, and there was a lot of sexual abuse going on, I felt like allowing them to come in would give me power, so I did. And that's why all this stuff started, I believe. Pretty intense stuff. There's a whole lot more. I finally got free of all that stuff eventually, and seeing ghosts, my grandmother, my grandfather once, during this time period, as a teenager, it kind of waned off no more. And then as an adult, when I was in the military, I was on leave. Just traveling with my buddy out to the desert, and we're heading to San Diego. And I seen it only looked like the Grim Reaper, I guess, out in the desert. And somehow, on the inside, I knew that while that thing was, like, hovering over us, because I was awake, I believe I was awake, and my buddy was next to me sleeping and looked over. And as the thing was, like, hovering over us, like, honestly, his butt was, like, up like it was going to attack or something. For some reason, I have no idea, and I just screamed out, the blood of Jesus. I don't know why I said that. That sounds like some old, like, preacher type stuff, and I have no idea why I would say something like that, but I screamed that, and the thing just, like, totally dissipated, like, in terror. And I screamed it so loud, and my little toilet Camry, that I was kind of embarrassed, but at the time I was I wasn't like a Christian or anything. I'm a Christian now. I didn't identify as a Christian. I believe in Jesus and all that. But then I wasn't, and so I was really embarrassed. And I looked over at my buddy, kind of, and I'm like, Dusty, did you hear anything just now? And he said, no, he didn't hear a thing. Okay. I was a little embarrassed. That would have embarrassed me, but whatever it did, I guess it scared the bejesus out of, literally out of this thing that was hovering over us. Now, like I said, like, as this thing was hovering over us, like, inside in my knower, kind of, I had a sense of knowing that while that was happening in a supernatural type state, in the natural state, I guess, the product of that was, I knew in my knower that we were about to be, we were planning, somebody was planning, or a group of people planning to either kidnap, kill us, take our identity, or, you know, identification card and stuff. We were close to the Mexican border, kind of like San Diego. But I don't know why I thought that, but it was just like, you just know that was happening, about to happen. If I didn't wake up and we were, you know, and I didn't get back on the road, that was going to happen at this rest stop. I just knew it. So I just, you know, started driving on again to the next rest stop. There's a lot of little things that happened. As a kid, bed shaking, levitating, voices, just talking about how they're going to kill me, trying to drive me insane, basically. And the takeover of my mind as a child, it was methodical the way it was done. And I look back at it, and I think the parts of that have affected me throughout my life. And then I started trusting people and overthinking things. But it was a terrible ordeal. And a lot of things that happened to me, I see in some supernatural movies, which I still actually really like. I wouldn't want my kids to watch horror movies or anything, but that's how I kind of kind of started for me, watching scary, really scary movies like Evil Dead. But for me, I think that first paranormal activity, the first one, I think that was, that gave me the goosebumps, the way that girl started, the way that stuff started for her, that couple, the way she was being pulled off the bed, the way she was hearing things, the way she was walking around in a trance-like state, finding herself in other places of the house or outside the house. That's how that stuff was started. Whoever wrote that did an excellent job. A lot of the other stuff in Hollywood is really ridiculous. But yeah, that's pretty much it. So I thought I'd share it, because I haven't shared it with too many people in my life.
This has been a Grave Confession.
From the Grave Talks. To share your grave confession, experience with the paranormal or the undead, call toll-free 888-GHOST-13. That's 888-446-7813.
Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step 1, download Rocket Money. Step 2, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step 3, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck, or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge. Upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel. 5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments, so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them, so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals. Whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation, Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app, with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Want to feel more confident with your finances this year? If you have 60 seconds, I can show you how quick and easy it is to start building healthy money habits that could last you the entire year just by using Rocket Money. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link all your accounts and see your entire spending picture, your subscriptions, your upcoming bills, your due dates, everything. Step three, tap a subscription you don't use and cancel it. Boom! That's money back every single month. Step 4, create a financial goal for something you want to save for, whether it be a vacation, a retirement account, or a pet's birthday. We don't judge. Now let the app automatically move small amounts of cash towards your goal. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you saved. Similar to the over 10 million members on the app that have saved up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Use the savings challenge as one step closer to feeling better about your finances today at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. One more time, it's rocketmoney.com/cancel.
I didn't even realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a back seat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Want to feel more confident with your finances this year? If you have 60 seconds, I can show you how quick and easy it is to start building healthy money habits that could last you the entire year just by using Rocket Money. Step 1, download Rocket Money. Step 2, link all your accounts and see your entire spending picture, your subscriptions, your upcoming bills, your due dates, everything. Step 3, tap a subscription you don't use and cancel it. Boom! That's money back every single month. Step 4, create a financial goal for something you want to save for, whether it be a vacation, a retirement account, or a pet's birthday. We don't judge. Now let the app automatically move small amounts of cash towards your goal. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you saved. Similar to the over 10 million members on the app that have saved up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Use the savings challenge as one step closer to feeling better about your finances today at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. One more time, it's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Want to feel more confident with your finances this year? If you have 60 seconds, I can show you how quick and easy it is to start building healthy money habits that could last you the entire year just by using Rocket Money. Step 1, download Rocket Money. Step 2, link all your accounts and see your entire spending picture, your subscriptions, your upcoming bills, your due dates, everything. Step 3, tap a subscription you don't use and cancel it. Boom! That's money back every single month. Step 4, create a financial goal for something you want to save for, whether it be a vacation, a retirement account, or a pet's birthday. We don't judge. Now let the app automatically move small amounts of cash towards your goal. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you saved. Similar to the over 10 million members on the app that have saved up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Use the Savings Challenge as one step closer to feeling better about your finances today at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. One more time, it's rocketmoney.com/cancel.
The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals, whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation. Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.